really good practice. I thought it was, you know, today is Competition Wednesday, and that's what we had. Have some battles going on with Demetrius McRae and Gratz. It was good to see that. Some one-on-one sessions and on the field. Running back Storm got a few more reps. So just overall, the team, I think they really sensed it. I think great spirit, really attacked the practice, so that was good. Everybody got back to work and understands the situation that, you know, we've got to continue to improve, and that's a challenge. Next opportunity against Tennessee, Division Four, it's a great opportunity for us to go there. I know Coach Wisenhunt got a lot of respect for him. I know that we've had an opportunity. I know what his teams are like, and they're strong and tough and physical. And they're a talented team, both offensively and defensively. I know defensively they switched from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Some similarities to what we saw last week in Pittsburgh because of Coach Horton's experience with Pittsburgh. But a really good challenge for our guys.
McRae and Gratz, is that a pretty good battle as far as who's going to be starting for you?
Yeah. Right now we had McRae went out there and we talked to Gratz about the situation. And they both understand it, so we'll go through this week and see how it goes.
So McRae started off as number one.
McRae went out there first. He did.
A couple guys in the locker room mentioned your talk to them on Monday saying that it reaffirmed that even though you can make all the progress, but you need to get a win. Did you sense that they needed to be reminded that?
Well, you know what? I think it's just the young guys. You know, mostly I think that, you know, to confirm that, hey, we are getting better. But we want to get better and take it to another level so that the end result comes. And, you know, we're not at our best yet. We've had drops, missed assignments, things like that. Not as many as before. We're getting better at it, but still not good enough. And I think, you know, just to point that out to him.
You kind of a fine line with Blake. You want him to take shots, but yet you don't want him to keep throwing interceptions. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think with Blake, it's, you know, we want to make sure the guy that we end up drafting was strong mentally. You know, had really strong mental toughness and a really strong competitor. So these situations like this, you can talk to him normal. You know, you can talk to him just say, hey, challenge yourself. Let's go. Good efficiency. You know, we want you to take shots, but be smart in the decision making. And he knows that. And he's like, yeah, I'll be the first to admit that. Got to make good decisions. So he's back at it working hard. So we love his mentality. Love his mentality. And I don't, that's not a concern of ours that you got to handle him with kid gloves.
You want to cut down on your turnovers, but how do you get more turnovers yourself?
Yeah, I know. What we look at is, are we going for it? You know, first of all, fumbles. Are we taking attempts at getting the ball? And, you know, rip attempts, and we count those up every game, every practice. So that's one phase. And then, you know, I think the aggressive style when we're playing, challenging more routes, challenging things, and then you know, the pressure along with it. I think those give you opportunities. And if you're doing all those things right, then I think they'll come. They have a tendency to come. The concern would be if you're not seeing rip attempts, we're not seeing tight coverage, then it's pretty difficult.
Is the at 0-5, would a win relieve anxiety, or do you think these guys are still playing pretty free?
Yeah, all I can judge is off of how we play in games and how we go out there and attack the practice. And their spirit is good. I think it's something that I have to be aware of, though. You're right, because you don't want to lose that. And fortunately, we've got great spirit, and it's something that I don't think we ever want to take for granted. And so it's really good just the way they've gone. The last three Wednesdays now, every Wednesday practice has been better. And that's, you know, by their work ethic and their actions, they're speaking to us. So it's really good.